And welcome back to You Are There Sports, and we missed all of four pitches in the Piers Cathedral baseball game as we move across town here, and it was a strikeout for Preston Rushlow, and he's ahead now of Jackson Jangala. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammond with you here as day two, our game two of our doubleheader today. Here's this pitch. Ground ball to Gertz at second base. Three hops. Lane to Dickman for out number two. So Jangula bounces out to Gertz for out number two. It was a strikeout to start the ball game. As Preston Rushlow, the junior right-hander on the mound for the Pioneers, the defending 6AA champs. And he starts the next batter outside. Ball one. Such a hurry, I did not even grab a program. There's a strike at the knees to make it 1-1. Both these teams undefeated so far in the tournament. Sharp breaking ball in for a strike. Count goes to 1-2 now. Preston tries for his 1-2-3 inning. Low. Umpire flinched. Matt Cummett catching. Brandon Dickman at first. Lane Gertz at second. Matt Touges at short. Jack Suska at third. Here's the Rushlow pitch. Strike three looking, and that's all for Cathedral. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts. We'll meet the Pioneer order when we come back in the bottom of the first. 6AA baseball on You Are There Sports.
Summer is here, and so are big savings. Celebrate by upgrading your appliances with Design Electronics Radio Shack during our Memorial Day sales event. Hi, this is Sarah. You'll find big savings on GE appliances now through June 14th. Save up to 20% on select GE appliances or save up to $1,200 on select appliance packages via online or mail-in rebate. Don't forget to shop the Memorial Day sales event at Design Electronics Radio Shack now through June 14th for huge savings on GE appliances.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, here we are. So we are here, bottom of the first, Lane Gertz.
The other two unbeaten are Sox Center and Foley playing over at Faber starting here a little bit. I know we got a couple of people interested in this score. In the third inning, it was Becker 7-1 in elimination game in 5.
Lane Gertz will lead it off, followed by Matt Touges and Matt Cummett. Tyler Vouch, the starting pitcher for Cathedral. Those bright royal blue jerseys, gray pants, blue, same shade of blue, but highlighted in yellow, standing him out. So Lane Gertz will start against Bouch. Earlier in elimination action, a couple of finals in. As Bouch deals to Gertz to start the bottom of the first, got the inside corner with a fastball. 0-1. It was Malacca eliminating Long Prairie Gray Eagle 3-2. As the 0-1 pitch from the righty Bouch, roped to left and well hit. That ball is up and it's into the ivy. And Gertz will glide into second, and they're going to say ground rule double. The Cathedral left fielder throws the hands up. Lane just keep going. He'll continue around the bases to make sure. So go ahead and touch home. The umpire now will go out and make sure that that ball isn't being Yasiel Puig'd out there and just laying there. Puig was famous for that. in a Major League spring training game. Ball out to the outfield, and he just left it late. He didn't want to reach under a fence, but it was clearly visible, and the umpire's looking. This is gonna be a ground rule double for Gertz. Pioneer softball team ends 8-4, losing to Albany just a little bit ago. So they'll send Gertz back to second base, and it'll bring up Matt Tauges. That was just a rocket. So Tauges to hit. This is the second meeting of the year between these two teams. They met at St. John's University back on April 21st. First, Pioneers won that game 7-2. So here is Tauges. He pitched the 1-0 complete game win over Melrose here the other night. He's at shortstop this evening. Coming on deck. Pioneers in black jerseys, gray pants, red and white. And Tao just watched Bouch offering a cross for a strike. 0-1. Cathedral 14-8. They got to this game beating Wadena Deer Creek 6-3 in 9 innings Tuesday night. Outside on a fastball. 1-1. One and one here to left-handed hitting graduated senior Matt Tauges. Here's the windup by Bouch. Curveball swinging and a miss. 1-2. Pioneers trying to strike first here. Bouch checks Gertz at second and the pitch home. High chopper. That'll get Lane to third as the shortstop up and throws him out, but a high bounding ball to short able to get Lane Gertz to third base with one out. And here's the guy that drove in the only run of the game Tuesday night. Matt Kummet's fifth inning two-out RBI single was all the Pioneers would get or need against Melrose. Melrose eliminated Wadena Deer Creek 11-1. So it'll be, I believe it'll be Malacca against Melrose the next round of elimination games. Runner at third. Kummet swings over the Bouch breaking ball. 0-1. Here come the softball girls in. Tough way to end their season, but back-to-back section final appearances. They lose 8-4 to Albany. Here's the 0-1 to Kummet with Rushlow on deck. Swing and a miss. Same pitch, that breaking ball in under the hands, and it's an 0-2 count. Gertz is at third here. He doubled and then went to third on the breaking ball, or on the bouncing ball to short. That one just off the plate. 1-2. Beautiful night for ball here. Sox Center is in action, taking on Foley over at Faber Field, the other winner's bracket game. Grounded to first, then Gertz was breaking for home, and it was foul. That would have got the run home. First baseman playing back. They're conceding that run. The whole infield is back. So Coach Karn opting to get an out rather than give up, stop a run at the plate. 1-2 to Matt Kummet. Good opposite field hitter. And he lashes one out to center. Center fielder started in. Now he'll reach up. Gertz will tag up. And it's 1-0 Piers as Matt Kummet drives in a run with a sack fly to center. So the Pioneers get the leadoff double home off Cathedral. And the bases are empty with two outs for Preston Rushlow. So a ground out and a fly to center. Deep enough to get Lane home. First pitch fastball strike. Tyler Bouch, tall, lean right-hander. Curveball, sliced foul down the right field line onto the warning track. It goes to 0-2. Brett Kapsner on deck. Pioneer center fielder. No Lucas Adi. Fortunately, Lucas, his season came to an end last weekend in an odd way at Grad Bash. Broke his ankle. Here's the pitch. Base hit into right field. And as Rushlow goes the opposite way on an 0-2 pitch, Preston got one out over the outside part of the plate, and a good piece of hitting by Preston Rushlow to single into right. And now center fielder Brett Kapsner will get a chance in the bottom of the first. They're going to run for... They will run for Rushlow, give Preston a chance to sit down, collect himself. It'll be senior Eric Stuckmeyer running. Stuckmeyer for Rushlow. Couple of hits, a run on a sack fly. 1-0 Pioneers still batting. Line drive, base hit up the middle. First pitch. Stuckmeyer wasn't even watching the ball. That was good running. His eyes were locked on his third base coach, Danny Sayre, to make sure if coach was going to tell him to stop or come on over to third. And he put up the stop sign, and Stuckmeyer is into second base. Three hits in the inning, back-to-back two-out singles, and here's the designated hitter, Alex Funk. He's batting for left fielder Thomas Funk. See if the Pioneers can turn this into a big inning. First and second with two outs. There's a strike. Alex hit one to the warning track against Melrose. Probably any other park that gets out of here, but it's park 323 to left, 380 to the alleys, and 323 to the right field power foul pole. Stuckmeyer, the lead runner. There's one in the dirt. Skips away. There go the runners. Second and third for Alex. Now a hit would really be big. From the set, first base open, the pitch. Chopper to third, but it's going to go foul right to Coach Sayre. Takes the count to 1-2. Luke Gertz, right fielder, due up next. Botch in the dirt. Good stop. Saved a run. There's plenty of room to the backstop here at Putz. 2-2 to Alex Funk with Kapsner at second. The pinch runner Stuckmeyer at third. A run is already in. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Bouch to Funk. In the dirt again. Alex laying off breaking balls low. Full count. 3-2. Lights are on here. No real effect, though. A few shadows starting to creep onto the field at this great facility. Here's the payoff. Curveball to short. Up with it cleanly. Across to first in time. And that's the inning for the Pioneers. They leave two in scoring position, but they get a run. The leadoff double by Lane Gertz. One out later after a Taugis advancement on a ground ball. A fly ball to center. Deep enough by Mac Cummett to get Gertz tagging up and scoring. And it's 1-0 Piers after one.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. It's time to celebrate June Dairy Month at all four of our locations. So stop in for great prices on butter, cheese, ice cream, pizzas, and much more. In Piers, we have great prices on our steel string trimmers and handheld blowers too. For more information, call us at any four of our locations or check us out on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank all of the farmers and families for all they do. Have a great day.
Top of the second inning here, and Preston Rushlow delivers a curveball for a foul ball, and it's strike one. Pierce gets a run, sac fly, and three hits, leaving two in scoring position. Swing and a miss. This is James Anderson, first baseman. Right-handed hitter, and he swings and misses again, and Rushlow has fanned three of the first four. It'll bring up the catcher, Will Kranz. Base is empty, one out. Kranz batting. Righty. Thomas Funk is in left. Brett Capster in center. Luke Gertz in right as Rushlow deals. Kranz fists one into the net near the first base dugout for strike one. Piers one, Cathedral nothing, top of the second. Cran stands up in the box, up in the plate. And Rushlow looks into Matt Kummet for his sign, and the junior righty deals. Curveball is going to twist foul down the corner, I believe. Gertz chasing, diving, but short on the warning track. Good effort by Luke. Full out extension dive. 0-2. Luke, Arlane Gertz leads off the bottom of the first with a ground rule double into the left field ivy. Matt Touges hit a high bouncing ball to short that allowed Lane to scoot over to third, and then Matt Kummet drove him home with a sacrifice fly to center. 1-0 Piers. Pioneers left Stuckmeyer at third, Kapsner at second. There's another foul ball by Kranz. Still 0-2. Cathedral, coached by legendary Bob Karn, on deck. You got Reggie Dayak. Home plate umpire over. It looks like he needs a fresh supply of baseballs. There, he got a fresh white one there. So Preston Rushlow well ahead in the count of Will Kranz, the Cathedral catcher, 0-2. Goes into the windup and the pitch. In the air to center, Kapsner comes in. Brett reaches up and makes the catch. Kranz flies out for out number two. Couple of steps in there for Brett. And that'll bring up Cathedral's second baseman, Reggie Dayak, with two outs, bases empty against Rushlow and the Pioneers. Steps into the box. And Preston delivers a big hook that sweeps outside. Ball one. Another righty in the lineup for Coach Karn. Keaton LeClaire on deck. That one's low again, 2-0. Strikeout and a flyout here in the second as Rushlow deals the 2-0 fastball, threw it by him. 2-1. When these two teams met at St. John's, it was Matt Touges that threw a complete game. So the Crusaders have not seen Rushlow up high with a fastball. Touges, our Kummet had to come up into a stance to catch that one. 3-1. Cathedral looking for their first runner. Line drive, base hit, and they've got it. Two out single up the box by Reggie Dayak. And that'll bring up Keaton LeClaire with two outs and a man aboard. LeClaire stationed in right field for Coach Karn. Brandon Dickman, the Piers first baseman, holds there for the first time. Sam Schneider moves on deck if the inning continues. Rushlow drops the big hammer curveball across for a strike. 0-1. Gertz and Touges up the middle. Suska and Dickman at the corners. The infield for Piers. Big orange bat up there by LeClaire. Fastball right at the letters for strike two called. Good fastball from Preston Rushlow. Peers into Matt Cummett. He's ready for the 0-2 pitch. Instead, he's going to turn and throw over to the bag. Dickman puts the tag on the small of the back of Dayak, who was easily back in with a hand first slide. Outfield straight away for Pierce. Towers up the middle at short. Swing and a miss. He got him on a high fastball. No runs, a hit, one left. We'll head to the bottom of the second. It's Pierce 2. Excuse me, Pierce 1. Cathedral nothing. Luke Gertz will lead it off for the Pioneers in the bottom of the second.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hey, welcome back to Dick Putz Field, where Luke Gertz leads off for the Pioneers. They lead Cathedral 1-0 in the 6AA winners bracket game, and the first two pitches from Tyler Bouch have missed. It's quick 2-0 to Luke. Brandon Dickman, and then Jack Suska. Bottom third, there's a strike, curveball. Bouch features a lot of breaking balls. Two and one count, 20 pitches in the first for Bouch. Sliced foul, and that's going to twist towards Veterans Memorial Drive. 2-2. Pierce a run on three hits in the first. Cathedral threw two at-bats, has no runs on one hit. Slow curveball popped up behind first, playable. Drifting back, Anderson foul territory, back to the infield. Nice basket catch. Anderson, nice fielding play. And Luke Gertz fouls out to first to lead off the bottom of the second inning. And here is first baseman Brandon Dickman. So Dickman will bat with the bases empty and Jack Suska now on deck. Tyler Bouch ready and the pitch. Curveball, Dickman, two hopper to third, cleanly up with it and across to Anderson for out number two. Two quick outs here for Bouch. That'll keep him in the game for a while unless the Pioneer bats knock him out first. So two outs, see if Jack Suska can start a rally here. The third baseman to hit.
The Pioneers, the third baseman, 11, Jack Suska.
Pierce one, Cathedral nothing, two outs, bottom of the second inning. Sox Center is playing Foley across the way at Faber. Just below the knees on a Bouch fastball, 0-1. My man Noah Bozer came over and grabbed the camera, so I'm going to get some good shots here tonight. Beautiful night for photos. There's a pitch that's low, 2-0. Sarah Leutelt handling the softball photo duties for me. Thanks, Sarah, very much as the softball season ends today. Knee-high fastball, strike called to Suska, 2-1. Gertz on deck. Top of the order. Piers and Cathedral, second time this year. 20-1 record for the Pioneers, ranked third in the state. Chopper over the mound. Siska's going to make a bid for an infield hit. Hustling down the line, and he's out. Close play, but out on a Dayak strong throw. Behind the bag. Three up, three down. We're already through two at Dick Putz Field. Pioneers lead the Crusaders 1-0 on You Are Their Sports.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I am Braden LeBlanc.
And I'm Hunter Jacobson.
We are fourth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce. Think you can't afford a quality Catholic education for your children? At Holy Trinity, no one pays 100% of the cost of education. We know that family finances come in all ranges. That is why there is a variable tuition. Not only is Holy Trinity affordable, we provide a welcoming learning environment with small class sizes for academic excellence.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
All right, we got Eric Faust, the third baseman for Cathedral, leading off against Rushlow. First pitch outside, next pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Pierce 1, Cathedral nothing. We start the third. Here's one a little bit low. Preston has struck out 4 already of the 6 batters he's faced. 7 batters, excuse me. Gave up a 2-out single to Reggie Dayak in the second inning. That's it, though. 2-1 pitch. Hit him in the shoulder. Faust gets plunked. And he's aboard to start the inning. That'll bring up DH Sam Schneider. So a leadoff hit by pitch for Rushlow. He entered this inning having thrown 28 pitches. Bends a curveball across for a strike. This is the ninth spot in the order, so top order is due up next. See if we can get a ground ball here. Let's toss softly to first, runner back. Coaches Berg at first, Karn at third for Cathedral. Been doing it forever. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Schneider. Piers gets a sacrifice fly from Matt Kummet in the bottom of the first to score Lane Gertz. Gertz doubled, moved up on a grounder, scored on the Kummet fly ball to center. That's it for scoring so far. Piers did leave men at second and third that inning. Swing and a miss, got him on strikes. Fastball. One out on the strikeout, number 5 for Rushlow. Now top of the order coming up.
Not batting for the Crusaders. They lead up under the left field, number 8, Sam Nelson.
Sam Nelson in left will bat for the second time. Struck out his first time up, leading off the ball game. I think Foley's got a 1-0 lead on Sox Center at Faber after an inning. Rushlow starts him with a sweeping curveball, called a strike, 0-1. Piers ranked third in Class AA. Sox Center's ranked fourth in Class AA. The next round of action is Monday here in St. Cloud. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Ground ball to short. Tauges. Little trouble getting rid of it, and Gertz will have to just hold it there. And Matt, little upset with himself. Did not get a clean throw off to Lane Gertz. They do get an out, though. It's a fielder's choice, 6-4. So Nelson aboard on what could have been an inning-ending double play. As Faust is forced off the bases at second. Matt just almost triple clutch there, trying to find a handle. So now it's Jackson Jangula. Bounced out to Gertz in the first inning. And boy, is Preston locating the breaking ball. It comes in about 15 feet from home. It's about shoulder high. And by the time Comet catches it, it's right on the outside corner at the knees. 0-1, short lead at first. Here's a fastball that misses outside. 1-1. Two down in the inning. Piers leading Cathedral by a score of 1-0. We're in the top of the third. Dick Putzfield straight away in the outfield. Gertz in right, Kapsner in center, Funk in left. Foul tipped into the mitt of Matt Comet for strike two. Faust was hit by a pitch to start the inning. Then Schneider struck out. Nelson bounced out short to second for a force. 1-2 to Jackson Jangula of Cathedral. In the dirt, there goes the runner. Comet throws to second, and he is out at second! Comet pegs out the runner to end the inning. Nelson with Tauges, a bit of redemption, slapping the leather down, and that's all. That means Jangula will lead off the fourth. Piers will go to work in the bottom of the third with Gertz, Tauges, and Comet due up the top of the order, leading Cathedral 1-0 on You Are There Sports.
Hello, Piers fans. This is Bethel Algren. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take the time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations to the girls' track for making it to the state true team meet for the third year in a row. Good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now. Featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. Sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country Q. 92 WYRQ.
Lane Gertz to lead off the inning, and he takes a Bouch offering high. Ball one. Lane doubled into the ivy in the first, scored on a Comet sack fly. It's 1-0 over Cathedral for the Pioneers now. Bouch got his inside corner spot there. One ball, one strike. One run, three hits for Piers. Bouch did get Piers in order in the second. Curveball in for strike two. 33 pitches by my count now for Tyler Bouch. Matt Tauges and then Matt Comet do up. Gertz ropes one to center and drifting over and making the catch. That was on a line. One out. Lane has hit two hard balls today and he's one for two. Now it's Matt Tauges, bounced out to shortstop, advancing Gertz to third, allowing him to tag up and score on Comet sack fly. One out. It's five in a row now, retired by Bouch. Driven to right, and that's going to go to the wall. Tauges for extra bases around first to the track. Danny Sayre says, come on over. Tauges to third with a sliding. Oh, he overslid the bag. He's out. He was safe initially. Overslid the bag, and the third baseman tagged him out. Eric Faust with the heads-up play.
Now batting for the Pioneers, catch number three, Matt Comet.
It'll count as a triple, but then the out. He went in, tried to hook slide it from the back of the bag with his hand, and he just overslid. And Faust was waiting to slap the leather on, and the umpire was right there to call him out. So Comet takes a strike from Bouch. down and in at the feet, 1-1, but that one was a rocket over the head of Keaton LeClaire out in right field. Now the 1-1, outside fastball, 2-1. Two hard balls, two outs. Gertz is lying to center. Tauges triples to right, but thrown out, oversliding the bag. Or tagged out, I should say. Comet watches a strike at the knees, 2-2. Bouch. 2-2, curveball outside, 3-2. Rushlow on deck. Bouch looking to take advantage of that play there. And there's a ball four low coming aboard with a two-out walk. You know, and that's, I think, the impact that instant replay in the major leagues has kind of trickled down to the high school level. I'm not so sure that before instant replay was utilized in the majors that players at this level would have been alert enough to just kind of stay there knowing that, hey, that hand might come off the bag as Rushlow watches one low. Preston singled into right his first time up. But now we've seen it how many times on games or highlights where a guy goes in and just momentarily leaves contact with the bag and the fielder is ready to try and tag him out. And that's exactly what happened there. Preston's hand for the slightest of seconds came off the bag. Faust tagged him out. Here's the 1-0. Inside corner at the belt, 1-1 to Rushlow. Piers trying to restart something here. We're in the bottom of the third. It's 1-0 Piers leading Cathedral. Bouch readies and delivers. Big curve in. That's his pitch, 1-2. Brett Kapsner would hit next if Preston stays alive. It's a ball and two strikes, two outs, runner at first. Cummett is the runner. Turn and Matt dives back in. Anderson holding him there. Throw was high, so he didn't even put a tag down. And that ball popped up on the line to right. Long run. LeClaire won't get it. It's a foul ball. A long foul ball down the line and right. And just fell out of the range of LeClaire. So it's still a 1-2 count to Preston. Bouch is ready and throws that fastball, hit the center. I think that's going to be caught. Yeah, it looks like the center fielder back reaches up into the sun, makes a catch. No runs, a hit, and one left. After three completed, Dick puts field. The Pioneers lead the Crusaders 1-0.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30.
The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Pierce.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Top of the fourth starts with Jackson Jangula lining out to Brett Kapsner in center field on the first pitch. So there's one out. Piers 1, Cathedral nothing. And now their pitcher, Tyler Bouch, will come up. That's 42 pitches now for Rushlow. Jangula was at the plate when Kummet threw out Sam Nelson trying to steal to end the third. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. No runs, one hit for Cathedral. Piers a run on four hits. High pop-up. Shallow right, the Gertz brothers, it's Lane, and Luke says, I got it, big brother. And Luke puts it away. Right at the last moment, Lane peeled away, an easier play for a fielder coming in than going back, even with Lane's experience. So two outs in the inning, and it brings up Cathedral first baseman James Anderson, who struck out against Rushlow leading off the second inning. Five strikeouts so far for Preston. And a check swing foul tip. Oh, and one. Just an absolutely gorgeous night here for baseball. High school activities on a Thursday. Here's the 0-1 fastball. Reached for it and flipped it out of play. A quick 0-2 count to the Cathedral cleanup batter. Cathedral needed nine innings to win the other night here over Wadena Deer Creek, 6-3. And now Wadena is out of the tournament. They lost 11-1 to Melrose. Off the plate, Pioneer fans wanted that. You could hear the oohs and ahs. Long Prairie Gray Eagle is also out of the tournament. They lose 3-2 to Malacca. Foul back. Two down in the inning. We're in the top of the fourth. Cathedral has one hit, a second inning single with two outs by Reggie Dayak. Another runner has reached on a hit by pitch. 1-2. See what Rushlow and Kummet decide on. Curveball, strike three looking. Pretty good selection there between Kummet and Rushlow. Three up, three down. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. Piers 1, Cathedral nothing on You Are There Sports.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Coach Karn is going to the bullpen. He has brought in Brandon Hartung to take over from Tyler Bouch. As we go to the bottom of the fourth, Piers leads Cathedral 1-0. I think a reason for that was Coach Karn, he's seen enough ball that he knew that the Pioneer bats had timed Bouch pretty good. All three outs they made last inning were smoked. One of them was a triple that turned into a tag out on an overslide by Matt Taugis. So it's Hartung on to pitch for the Crusaders And the Pioneers batting order here in the bottom of the fourth. It'll start with their center fielder, Brett Kapsner, singled back in the first. Here's a run on four hits. Cathedral, no runs, one hit. Kapsner, Alex Funk, and Luke Gertz. So Brandon Hartung takes over. It looks like Tyler Bouch is now playing third base. 5-6 and 7 for the Pioneer order for Coach Sayre. Coach Jablewski standing in the shadows in the first base side. A little bit of sun on Danny's back over there at third. First pitch that Hartung delivers is outside and low for a ball. So Bouch goes three innings, allows the run on four hits. No strikeouts, one walk. Grounded back to Hartung on one hop. Flips to Anderson, and there's one out.
For the Crusaders, now pitching is number 15. Brandon Hartung, and over third is number 5. Tyler.
So first batter that Hartung faces hits it right back to him, and it brings up the designated hitter, Alex Funk. Alex grounded out to the Cathedral shortstop his first time up. As the windup and the pitch sails to the screen. One ball, no strikes. Piers gets a run in the first. Lane Gertz leads off the ball game with a ground rule double into the ivy and left, 323 feet away, of one hopper off the warning track that was ruled lodged in the ivy. There's a swing and a miss. Good cut by Alex. A ball and a strike. He's batting for Thomas Funk, the Pioneer left fielder. Hartung ready with his 1-1 offering. Low, 2-1, ricochets up high into the air and comes back to the screen. They play Alex to pull a little bit with Jangula out in center. And a fastball planted on the outside corner makes it 2-2. I had Bouch for 46 pitches in his three innings of work against Piers. Win or lose, the Pioneers will play Monday back here in St. Cloud. Breaking ball, got him looking. Corner. Two up, two down for Brandon Hartung in a relief role. And it brings up the right fielder, Luke Gertz.
The right number 14, Luke Gertz.
With Brandon Dickman moving on deck. Shadows getting long here at Dick Putz Field as Hartung deals to Gertz. Luke watches outside and low, ball one. Luke fouled out to the first baseman, Anderson, who made a nice back-to-the-infield basket catch. Starting the second inning. Swings through a high fastball to even the count at 1-1. Sophomore Luke Gertz. More technically, since today was the last day of school, is he a junior now? Yeah, we'll still go with sophomore. The 1-1 pitch. Strike two at the belt. So Hartung has done a nice job here. Short sample size, just two batters in, but a comebacker to the mound, a strikeout. Now he's ahead of Gertz, 1-2. And the pitch. Grounded. Knocked down, snared by Hartung. He's going to get two of those. Two comebackers and a strikeout. Three up, three down. We'll head to the fifth. Piers maintaining their 1-0 lead over Cathedral.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Top of the fifth, Preston Rushlow faces catcher Will Kranz. Pierce 1, Cathedral nothing. And up and in, ball one. Across the way at Faber Field, you've got Foley now ahead of Sauk Center. 2-0 in the top of the third. Foley still batting. 1-0 fastball at the knees for a strike, 1-1. Kranz flew out to Brett Kapsner in center field in the second. Cathedral no runs, one hit off Preston Rushlow so far. Popped up right side, Dickman in foul territory. And in the shadows, he uses both hands. He's got it. Kranz fouls to first. And there's one away in the top of the fifth. And it'll bring up Reggie Dayak, who lined a single to center with two outs in the second for the only hit off Rushlow tonight. Pierce and St. Cloud Cathedral, always a good baseball matchup here. Two traditionally pretty good teams. Cathedral's had the better resume, obviously, with a number of state championships. Pierce made their first return to state in 30 years last year, looking to get back. 1-0. First pitch breaking ball, next pitch low, 2-0. So on paper, Cathedral is far and away the more recognizable baseball power around the state of Minnesota. That one buzzes the tower, and it's 3-0 to Reggie Dayak. On deck, the right fielder, Keaton LeClaire. Here's the 3-0 fastball. Strike called at the belt, 3-1. You got Touges up the middle. He's got to shield his eyes. Looks like Kapsner out in center is shading the opposite way out in right center. Gertz battling the sun out in right. There's a swing and a miss, and now Preston has taken it back to a 3-ball, 2-strike count. Update again. Softball team loses to Albany 8-4 to end their season. Here's the pitch. 3-2 curveball. Inside. Ball four. He walked them. First walk for Preston. Puts a man on, and that man becomes the potential tying run in a 1-0 lead. Brings up right fielder Keaton LeClaire. LeClaire struck out to end the second inning. So a one-out walk. Preston now has walked and hit a batter. And that one came inside and goes all the way back to the pad. And taking an advantage is Dayak. He's at second now. One and oh. Tying run now at second base for the Crusaders with one away in the fifth. Pierce got the only run of the game in the first inning. A Matt Clement sacrifice fly allowing Lane Gertz to tag up and score. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Ball and a strike now to Keaton LeClaire. On deck is the pitcher, Brandon Hartung. One and one to LeClaire, right-handed hitter. Pickoff move to second. Touges coming in, and back safely is the runner, Reggie Dayak. Infield in shadows, outfield in sunlight yet here in St. Cloud. Ivy all the way around the outfield with advertising signs elevated above that. Those are out of play. There's a base hit into left field. We'll watch the runner. Thomas Funk comes up with the ball, got the ball into cutoff man Jack Siska in a hurry. But a clean single to left by LeClaire moves Dayak to third, and it's first and third with one away. And the batter becomes the pitcher, Brandon Hartung. And Danny Sayer is going to come out to the mound to visit. So a break in the action here. Pierce 1, Cathedral nothing, but the first threat of the game brewing for Cathedral.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. a locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-704.
All right, Brandon Hartung to bat here after the visit to the mound, and he swings through the first rush low pitch, 0-1. Runners at first and third. 1-0 Pierce, top of five, one out. Double play depth up the middle. Touges and Gertz, the 0-1 foul back, 0-2. Eric Faust was hit by a pitch in this spot in the batting order. Then when Hartung came on to pitch, Faust exited the ball game. So this is eight in the order with Schneider on deck representing the nine spot. Tying run at third. Go-ahead run at first. One out, fifth inning. 0-2. Rushlow deals. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Big second out. And now the designated hitter, Sam Schneider. He struck out in the third. First and third with two outs now. Rushlow gave up a walk, a wild pitch, and a base hit. And a step off, and they've got the runner. Oh, they did not throw. Boy, the runner at third, Dayak, had come down the line, and Preston just kind of ran at him. Was not going to risk it. I'm not sure maybe if Preston was worried that the sun was going to cause an issue for Jack Sisko or not, but he didn't risk it. So he'll go to work against Schneider. Swings and misses. 0-1 at a good low fastball. One strike. Top of the order up next. First and third for the Crusaders, and Coach Bob Karn, who stands arms folded at third in the coaching box. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. 0-2 at a high fastball. Now, what is Preston going to come with? He has really had good command of his breaking ball today. He has overpowered Schneider with some fastballs, so Schneider's got to be up there thinking, what am I going to see here? 0-2. Rushlow looking in over the glove. Nods in approval, takes a peek back at LeClaire at first, and then time granted to the hitter, Schneider, who steps out of the batter's box. No wind tonight. Flag limp in left center. Rushlow ready to resume his pitch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. It was a high fastball that blew him away. And Cathedral puts men at the corners with one out. Rushlow responds with a pair of strikeouts on six pitches. And Cathedral comes up empty in the fifth, in the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Dickman, Suska, and Lane Gertz.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Get ready for the 5th Annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now, featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the Fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th Annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th, sponsored by Brandel Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota's New Country, Smoothie Sunflower Oil, and Your Country Q92 WYRQ.
All right, bottom of the fifth inning. Pioneers dodge a bullet in the top of the fifth as Cathedral puts men at the corners but strand them there. It'll be Brandon Dickman to start the bottom of the fifth. Brandon bounced to third, his only time up. That was in the second. Hartung fires one at the knee, starting his second inning. This is Brandon Hartung in relief of Tyler Bouch. This is a rematch of the section championship from a year ago. Pierce doubting Cathedral to go to state. Here's the 0-1. Outside, 1-1. Jack Suska on deck. Piers, a run on 4 hits. Cathedral, no runs on 2 hits. 1 strikeout last inning for Hartung. Chopping swing and a miss. It's 1-2. Brandon about 3/4 of the way on the swing. Cathedral is stranded 3. Piers 3. Swing and a miss. Same chopping swing. Didn't commit on either one, and it sends him to the bench on a strikeout. That one was up and away out of the zone, and Brandon not able to recognize that quick enough. 1 gone to start the bottom of the 5th. Brings up third baseman Jack Suska. Jack bounced out to second baseman Reggie Dayak to end the 2nd inning. On a close play, hit one behind the bag at 2nd that Dayak got to just in time and got enough on the throw. First pitch from Hartung misses outside. Ball 1 to Jack, left-handed hitting third baseman. Takes another pitch low, 2-0 now, top of the order, and Lane Gertz is on deck. Piers 1, Cathedral nothing. We're in the bottom of the 5th in a game that has moved along crisply. Bouch way up at 3rd on the grass, deep at 1st, Anderson. And now it's 3-0 as that pitch missed high and away to Jack Suska. He took over the starting 3rd base job about 8 or 9 games into the season, and he's held it. And he's taking ball 4 low, a 4-pitch walk to the number 9 batter. And let's see what Piers can do with that. It'll bring up the second baseman and top of the order, Lane Gertz. Those are the kind that often come back to get you as a pitcher when you put the number 9 batter on. Gertz with a ground rule double into the ivy to start the ball game, lined out to the center fielder Jangula last time up in the 3rd. So he has smoked it twice. First time he's seeing Hartung, though. In the dirt, good stop there. And it's 1-0. That's 5 straight misses for Hartung as the catcher, Will Kranz, shifting off to his right to prevent a wild pitch on a curveball. Again, Bouch now. He's not quite up as far for Lane. And that one got the inside corner at the knees. 1 ball, 1 strike to 4-year starter Lane Gertz. Jackson Suska is the runner at first. First runner allowed by Hartung after retiring Piers in order on 2 tappers back to the mound and a strikeout. And the pitch popped up to right. LeClaire doesn't see it. Now he reacquires Suska, kind of hung up in between, and LeClaire finally got sight of the ball. He immediately threw those arms up as if to say, it might have been a deke. You never know, but reading body reaction, it looked like LeClaire initially didn't see that one. And it's often tough to catch a high pop-up when there's no cloud cover overhead to break up the outline of the ball. But LeClaire able to catch the ball. And it turned out to be pretty much right in his tracks where he was standing. So here's Talges, who tripled over LeClaire's head but was tagged out over sliding the bag last time up in the 3rd. And he takes a Hartung pitch on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. So Suska at first base now with 2 outs. Jackson really couldn't go anywhere. He didn't know if the outfielder was deking or what. There were 1 out, so you don't run. He just has to stay put. He's still there now as Talges. There goes the runner. Suska is in the 2nd. The ball's into center field. Jack's motoring for 3rd. There's a throw, and Jax is safe. Jackson Suska at 3rd base. The ankle is just fine. A stolen base and a throwing error on the catcher, Kranz, as it sails into center. Jackson Jangula, the Cathedral Crusader center fielder, with a good throw, but not nearly in time to get Suska. So now Talges a chance here with 2 outs. Swing and a foul tip, and that's the inning. A strikeout, 1 pitch after Suska slid in safely to 3rd. So no damage on the throwing error. At the end of 5, complete at Dick Putz Field. Score remains Piers 1, Cathedral 0.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Piers Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says good luck to the Pierce Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Pierce says, go Pioneers!
All right, leading off the top of the sixth for St. Cloud Cathedral is left fielder Sam Nelson. He's just fouled one down the line to right, so 0-1. Pierce 1, Cathedral nothing. Breaking ball knocked down in the dirt by Kummet. Ball and a strike. No runs on two hits with one error for St. Cloud Cathedral. A run, four hits, no errors for Pierce. Low fastball makes it 2-1. And that one's fouled at the plate. 2-2. I got Rushlow now for 71 pitches. He has 8 strikeouts. He's walked 1, hit 1, allowed 2 hits. 2-2, breaking ball, got him, swing and a miss. 9 Ks for Rushlow. And that's how the top of the 6th starts. And it brings up Cathedral center fielder Jackson Jangula. Over at Faber Field, Foley has moved ahead of Sox Center 5-0 in the bottom of the 3rd. Sox Center, the 4th ranked team in the state. Oh, up and in, almost got him in the sleeve. Spun out of the way. Ball one. Pierce, that first inning run, still the only one on the board so far. Fastball swing and a miss. Ball and a strike. Jangle has grounded to second and lined out to center. 0-2 against Rushlow tonight. Malacca wins 3-2 to advance. Melrose, and there's a bunt up the line to first. It hits something, goes, and Comet dives head first to make sure, because that hit something up the baseline and took a little funny hop, and I'm sure Matt saw it much better than I did. And he said, He dove for that to make sure it was foul. So a good bunt attempt there by Jangula. And it's a strike, though, on a foul ball bunt, so it's a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from Rushlow to Jangula. Line softly foul out of the reach of Dickman behind the first base coaching box. Jangula keeps his at-bat alive. Cathedral's best scoring chance came last inning. They put men at first and third with one out, but Preston buckled down and got a pair of strikeouts to keep the 1-0 lead intact. Rushlow readies again. Ahead in the count, 1-2. There's one out in the inning. Breaking ball knocked down in the dirt, 2-2. Kapsner straight away out in center field. 2-2 pitch. Low again. Full count now to Jackson Jangula. Well, you just don't want to give anybody extra chances, let alone a team like Cathedral that has used extra chances. That's a big part of their success. They are able to manufacture runs in a number of ways. They just know how to play the game of baseball. Take advantage of every mistake, a free opportunity. Strike three called. There will be no opportunity that time for Jackson Jangula as he's caught looking. And Rushlow has now struck out 4 consecutive Crusader hitters. The last 2 of the 5th, the first 2 of the 6th. And now it's third baseman Tyler Bouch. He has struck out and flown out to Luke Gertz in right field. A first pitch in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. Preston, the junior righty. Fastball, ground ball towards Taugis. Scoops it up, throws off the back foot to Dickman in time, and the inning is over. That's all for Cathedral. Two strikeouts and a ground out, and we go to the bottom of the sixth. The Pioneers now will look to get some extra runs here. Pretty good part of the order to do it. Kummet, Rushlow, and Kapsner are coming up. We'll be back at Dick Putz Field for more action in 6AA after this. Piers 1, Cathedral nothing.
Hello, Piers fans. This is Bethel Algren. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we would like to take the time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations to the girls' track for making it to the state routine meet for the third year in a row. Good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers!
Hey Pioneer fans, are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Matt Kummet to lead off the bottom of the sixth against Brandon Hartung, relief pitcher for Cathedral. First pitch is high, ball one. Here's the next pitch. Low 2-0. Is Matt Kummet going to drive in the only run of a game for the second game in a row? His first inning sacrifice fly has the current score of 1-0. Blasted to right. That ball is up. That ball is off the top of the ivy. Kummet will lead off with a double. He missed getting that out of here by a foot. 323 to the line, and he got it all to 323. He just didn't get it high enough. Terrell Shaw is going to courtesy run.
Courtesy run around at second base for the Pioneer, number 7, Terrell Shaw.
So Shaw running for Kummet. An absolute bullet off the ivy. And now Preston Rushlow. Preston with a base hit in the first, a fly out to center in the third off Bouch. This is his first look at Hartung. Big runner out there in Terrell Shaw. Pickoff to second and Terrell back. Boy, that is two doubles off the ivy today. Gertz had one in the first and now Kummet in the sixth. Bunt coming and it's high over the head. Preston takes it for a ball. 1-0. Coach Sarah, quick word there with Preston. Brett Kapsner sneaks over and has a quick whisper with Rick Shabluski. Brett's on deck. Shaw running at second for Kummet. Nobody out. Hartung delivers. Rushlow locked up on a breaking ball. 1-1. Looked like he was sitting dead red fastball and got something off speed. Rushlow trying to give himself a little extra going into the seventh. 1-1 pitch. Hartung. Bunted. Good bunt. Hartung bobbles it. Now picks it up. And He'll still peg out Rushlow, but Hartung, I think he was thinking, get the guy at third, get the guy at third. It was right back to him, so it wasn't to one baseline or the other. And that's why Hartung probably was thinking, I might have a shot at Shaw going into third. But he juggled it, and it dropped behind him. And by the time he picked it up, the only opportunity to get an out was at first, which he did. So Rushlow successfully sacrifices the courtesy runner Shaw to third. And Bob Karn is making a stroll to the mound.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking, Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Man at third, one out, Brett Kapsner at the plate. Brett hit back to Hartung as the first batter Hartung saw in relief. He's also singled in the ballgame. Infield's in. Here's the pitch. Low and in. Brett showed bunt there. One ball, no strikes to senior Brett Kapsner. High, 2-0. If after Brett, it's Alex Funk. We're in the bottom of the sixth at Dick Putz Field. Winner's bracket, 6AA, 1-0 Pierce. Inside breaking ball, 3-0 to Brett Kapsner. Got to be taken all the way here, Brett. 3-0 pitch. He's taking a strike. 3-1. Now jump on something. Three balls and a strike. Matt Kummet doubles off the top of the wall and right. Rushlow bunts the man over. Squeezes on and he popped it back. And oh, Kranz couldn't get it. Oh, they tried to squeeze in Terrell Shaw and it was flipped back over the right shoulder of Kranz, the Cathedral catcher. He recognized where the ball was. He just couldn't get back to it in time. So it's 3-2. Runner at third, one out. Big situation here for both teams, Cathedral and Pierce. Hartung looks and steps off, throws to third. Bouch wasn't within two steps of the bag. He'll accept the throw as easily back is courtesy runner Terrell Shaw. 3-2 to Brett Kapsner. Check swing. He did not go. Oh, they say he's out on strikes. Oh, boy. The umpire rang him up, and Danny Sayers already at home plate. The umpire might have ruled that it hit the knob of the bat and was caught by Kranz. It was really up and in, and it was a little bit of a little check swing by Brett, and it wasn't really close to a strike. I got to think that was the call. So it's a strikeout and a big one. Two away. I certainly could see if that was the point. Because it was up and in, and Brett had his hands there, and it might have just clipped that handle. And the catcher, Kranz, certainly held it cleanly. So now it's up to Alex Funk to get Shaw home with two outs. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, 0-1. Due up in the top of the seventh for Cathedral. They've got 4, 5, and 6. Anderson, Kranz, and Dayak. They'll need at least one. Let's make it at least two. The 0-1 to Alex Funk, DHing for Thomas Funk. Inside, ball and a strike. A first inning run still up there as the difference in this ball game. Matt Cummins, sacrifice fly. 1-1 to Alex. Hartung pitches. Strike called outside corner, that big roundhouse curve, and it's 1-2 to Alex Funk. Luke Gertz would hit next. Come on, Alex. 1-2. The pitch from Hartung to Funk. Ground ball knocked down by Hartung. He'll flip to Anderson and end the inning. Hartung does a wonderful job working around the leadoff double. Comet missed, making it a 2-0 game by about a foot off the top of the fence. His courtesy runner, Shaw, bunted over to third, but a strikeout and a comebacker to the mound leaves the score at Piers 1, Cathedral nothing. Pioneers need three more outs to pick up a win.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
Last chance for Cathedral. Preston Rushlow needs three outs as Tyler Bouch, the third baseman, lines one out to center. Kapsner is right there to glove it. One out. Excuse me, that's Anderson. Anderson, the first baseman. First pitch, stinging one right out to Brett. One pitch, one out in the seventh inning. With one out, it's the catcher, Will Kranz. He has a fly to center and a foul out to Brandon Dickman at first base. Rushlow deals a first pitch strike outside corner 0-1. Piers leading Cathedral 1-0 with one out, bases empty in the top of the seventh inning. Foley continues to lead Sox Center 5-0. Swing and a miss. 0-2 to Kranz. 10 strikeouts in the game for Preston. He has walked one, hit one. On deck, Dayak. Here's the 0-2. Up high, laid off. Preston tried to get him to chase one up and away. One ball, two strikes. Pioneers and Crusaders in a dandy here. 1-2, shakes off a Kummet sign. Haven't seen that a whole lot. They're usually pretty much in tune. Foul down the line, out of play. On the right field line, there has not been a lot of activity to the left side. One hit, and that was to left field by Keaton LeClaire. The Dayak single was up the middle or to the right of the middle in the second. Those are the two hits off Rushlow. In the dirt, takes it to a two-ball, two-strike count. One out on the line drive out to Brett Kapsner in center to start the seventh. Cathedral needs a run to tie. Down to their final two outs of this winner's bracket ball game. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a fly ball towards right. Luke comes over. Gertz is there. He's got it. About 10 yards inside the foul line for out number two. And that leaves it up to the second baseman, Reggie Dayak. It didn't look like Luke saw that one right away. We've seen both right fielders have trouble picking the ball up off the bat, but Luke got there in plenty of time. One for one with a walk, and there's the first pitch, foul ball, one strike to Dayak. Dayak singled with two outs in the second, walked with one out in the fifth. He was stranded at third in that fifth inning. Here's the 0-1. Rushlow fouled away, and it's 0-2, and the Pioneers are now a strike away. Pioneer fans here in numbers. 0-2 to Dayak as Rushlow looks to finish. Fastball, strike three, Pioneers win. An 11-strikeout shutout performance for Preston Rushlow. And for the second day in a row here at Dick Putz, the Pioneers win a 1-0 game with a Matt Kummet RBI. Piers 1, Cathedral nothing. The final score. Piers moves on. We'll start our postgame after this.
The end of the school year is fast approaching, and soon the summer road trips are going to start. What better way to keep everyone in the vehicle happy than with a new tablet or phone from Verizon? Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized retailer. With the new Verizon Unlimited plan, you can keep the kids happy during those long car rides without worrying about them burning up all your data. To learn more, visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
At our 22 gigabyte per line per month, we may prioritize your data behind other Verizon customers during network congestion. See VZW.com for details.
Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Piers, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
All right, let's start to talk about the details of this ball game, and it was a quick one as the Pioneers win 1-0 over St. Cloud Cathedral at Dick Putz Field. Final line score, Piers a run on 5 hits, no errors. They leave 5 men on base. For Cathedral, no runs, 2 hits, 1 error. They leave 3 on base. The winning pitcher, a complete game, 2-hit shutout, 11 strikeouts, 1 walk, 1 hit batter, 91 pitches for junior Preston Rushlow. He retired the final 8 batters of the game, and that came after Cathedral put their real serious threat on the board. First and third, with only one out, he struck out Hartung and Schneider to end that 5th inning. in the ball game. Piers, it turns out, gets the only run that they would need, and they did it in the bottom of the first. And it started with a ground rule double into the left field ivy wall off the bat of Lane Gertz. Matt Taugis followed that up with a high bouncing ball to shortstop. And they didn't have a play at third, so Lane got to third with one out. And then Matt Kummet followed that up with a sacrifice fly out to Jackson Jangula in center field. That allowed Lane to tag up and score to make it 1-0. And who knew at that time that that would be the only run of the game. Back-to-back 1-0 wins for the Pioneers here in St. Cloud. And ironically enough, Matt Kummet drives in the only run of the game in the win over Melrose, and again the win here tonight over St. Cloud Cathedral. The loss goes to starting pitcher Tyler Bouch. A run, four hits, no strikeouts, and a walk. He lasted three innings. Brandon Hartung goes the final three. He allows no runs on one hit, strikes out four, and walks one batter. We'll take a break. Dylan Pittman, assistant coach, is going to join us after this. Piers is moving on in the winner's bracket. 1-0 win over Cathedral. Back with more after this on the postgame.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at boblumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Get ready for the 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Genoa Ballfields. Get your tickets now, featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillo. Full admission tickets are just $40. Just online at piersfreedomfest.com or select Piers and Little Falls retailers. Limited number of VIP tickets available. The 5th annual Piers Freedom Fest, July 15th, sponsored by Brandon Motors, Coors Light, Hilmerson Sports Center, Hilmerson RV, 98.1 Minnesota. And your country, Q92 WYRQ.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
You'll take a pair of 1-0 playoff wins any day of the week. Just so happens that this week it's Tuesday and Thursday. Assistant coach Dylan Pittman joins me here. Boy, coach, identical 1-0 scores, identical RBI guy producers. Matt Kummet drives in both runs over Melrose and Cathedral. Saw Cathedral earlier this year, won a close 1-1 at St. John's. Much tougher go-around here this time. And, boy, right down to that ending fifth inning where Preston really faced his only jam of the game, but hunkered down and got out of it.
Yeah, we've had fantastic pitching the whole year long. I think 17 out of our 20 games, we had two runs or less throughout the year. So fantastic pitching. Obviously, we'd like to get a few more runs for our guys, but if that's the way it has to happen, that's the way it has to happen.
How far do you think Matt came from hitting that one out? About a foot, foot and a half, top of the ivy? And, you know, usually he's been hitting the ball, you know, second base and to the left. Really good opposite field hitter, but boy, he turned and cranked that one.
Yeah, I think he was looking to put some teeth out in the outfield there off one of the faces, but I think he thought it was gone when he hit it, and we all thought it was gone. We'll take the double, and we'd like to, again, we'd like to have another run there, but that's the way it goes.
So now you move on, and that's really the key. When you get into a double elimination tournament, stay in that winner's bracket as long as you can. The Pioneers have been able to do that with two close wins.
Yeah, it's obviously it's a huge staying in the winner's bracket, especially when you have two horses like we have. you don't have to go beyond those two guys, and it's a huge advantage for us. You don't have to play all those extra games. Arms are fresh.
Everybody's good to go then. Pitch count for Monday then, right? That gets wiped clean now.
Yep. 3 days, and we'll be back to go on Monday night. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what Coach Sayer has for us.
Yeah, Foley was up 5-0 on Sox Center, middle of the game over there. So, Pioneers, you had some chances tonight that you weren't able to, you know, nobody's ever played a perfect game, and I think Coach Sayer will be the first guy to look at things that we could have done better. We had an opportunity to squeeze in a run at one point. We had guys at second and third with an opportunity to come up with a big hit that could have made it a multi-run first inning for us.
Yeah, we had chances in the first game. We had chances this game that didn't happen. Again, we lean on our pitching, and we make it happen that way. Those guys have been fantastic all year long. I'm not sure what the ERA is combined between the two of them, but it's not
much. It's under one.
Yeah, it's under one, and it's probably under half. Yeah, so it's pretty fun to play behind, too. I know Luke Gertz was hoping that we were going to play for a little while or bat for a little while at the end there so he could see in right field.
Yeah.
Those
guys that weren't on that team that played down here, you know, you play the entire section tournament here, either here or Faber, but the state tournament was here last year. So, you know, the Lane Gertzes, the Brett Kapsners, Matt Taugis, Matt Cummett, you know, that group of guys, they've played a lot of ball on this field, but it's the Jack Siskas, the Luke Gertz, you know, the Thomas Funks that really are saying, okay, how does the sun play in this? How big is this ballpark? You know, how does the carry, you know, what, you know, there's a lot of things to consider.
Right. And it's a heck of an atmosphere here, and it's pretty easy to get overwhelmed by it. But these guys have done a really good job. The energy in the dugout from the Melrose game to this game picked up huge, and it was still a 1-0 game, but we could feel it. It was a lot of fun in the dugout, and we're hoping to keep that going because we're gonna need it moving forward. So
yep, a pair of 1-0 wins don't win any trophies. So you got a lot of work yet to do. You stay alive, you'll face either Foley or Sox Center. That'll be Monday night back here on this field at 7 p.m. Coach, thanks for stopping up.
Thank you.
All right, Dylan Pittman, assistant coach to head coach Dan Sayer, joining us here as the Pioneers for the second playoff game in St. Cloud in a row win 1-0. Matt Cummett against Melrose, a fifth inning single, drove in the only run. I think he scored Lane in that one too, wasn't it? Same guy scored the winning run and the same guy drove in the run.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Well, hey, yep. That's right. And like I said before, we'll take it however it happens. So,
good
to see.
We'll see you Monday, Coach.
Thank you,
Dylan
Bye.
Pittman. As the Pioneers prevail 1-0. That is win number 21 on the season. 21-1. And St. Cloud Cathedral now 14-9, and they'll have to battle their way back now through the elimination round if they want another shot at Pierce, what would be in the section finals. Already today, a couple of teams eliminated. Wadena Deer Creek is out. Long Prairie Gray Eagle is out. Malacca stayed alive, as did Melrose. So those are the two winners. Here's the third winner in the winner's bracket, and Foley was up 5-0 on Sox Center over at Faber Field as the ballpark grandstand clear it out here. Grounds crew going to work. I'm sure they got more games here tomorrow at this beautiful municipal park facility. Final thoughts on this ball game and the day when we come back to Dick Putz Field. Pierce wins over Cathedral 1-0.
Dr. Herb Judden from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pierce.
All right, final thoughts here from Dick Putzfield. Pioneers win 1-0 over Cathedral. 11 strikeout, 2-hit shutout performance for Preston Rushlow moves them on in the winner's bracket. That'll be Monday night, 7 o'clock, right here on You Are There Sports. As the softball team season ended today in a tough one to Albany. 8-4 was that final score. Girls fell behind early, 4-0, managed to tie it up at 4-4, but ended up dropping one to the Albany Huskies, who advanced to the Class AA State Softball Tournament. So congratulations to Coach Pepping, Coach Call, and all the staff and players on the Pioneer softball team in that 8-4 season-ending loss. A school record 17 wins for the softballers this year. They'll finish 17-8-1 and bring a lot of talent back to next year's squad. For Piers now Monday night, 7 o'clock, either Foley or Sox Center is next up. Next up on You Are There Sports, Saturday. Yeah, Saturday we've got some 14-under girls softball tournament action for you. We're going to be in Cambridge bringing you that tournament. So it'll be a fun day watching the future Pioneer softball team go at it over in Cambridge. So we saw the varsity today. We'll see the future Saturday. First game, I believe, is at 9:35. Again, 1-0 Piers over Cathedral. You heard it right here on your home for Pioneer Sports. You are their sports.